Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
BJ and Jamie.
Spadell, you should have hit the breaking news for this story. This is huge. This is huge. Man, next time, be on the ball, okay?
What happened? What happened?
The Aurora thing, the Aurora fireworks.
Why, what happened? What is this?
You're going to love this, and he'll pull up the story for you here, but I just saw it a few minutes ago, man. Aurora has announced that now, starting on Sunday, all the way through the 4th of July, fireworks ban is off. You can blow. Take a trip up to Wyoming, load up your trunk, come back here, and just let them rip, man, right there in Aurora. This is so exciting.
This seems like a bad idea.
It's going to be hot.
Listen to me.
Let me read
it. It's going to be hot, and it's going to be dry. This sounds like a bad idea.
This is awesome, folks. We've been wanting to blow up things for a long, long time. Here we go. It says this from Aurora, Colorado. It says Aurora's fire department is lifting the city's stage one fire restriction. Which would normally ban the purchase and use of fireworks. No longer. Starting on June 15th. That is Sunday, by the way. All the way through the July 4th weekend.
Hold on.
Boom. Woo. Let them blow.
Hold on. You are such a dumbass.
What are you talking about?
Well, I just... Oh. No, what?
The fire chief said, conditions don't look that bad. Just let them go.
Is that what he said?
That was a quote.
Okay. Well, Spadell just pulled up. Did you read all of it? You never read, really.
I'm right to here right now.
Did you read the part where it says no firecrackers, no cherry bombs, no Roman candles, no aerial devices of any kind, no rockets, no bottle rockets, nothing that flies in the air?
Where are you seeing that?
Right here that says not allowed.
Well, then how can you lift a fireworks ban if you can't have any of that crap?
Yeah, so basically you can bring out your sparklers.
And snakes. Don't forget the snakes.
Wait a minute. Aurora's permissible fireworks are similar to the types that are allowed in restricted areas.
Yeah, you're dumb. Sorry.
So you can't go to Wyoming? You can't just load up the trunk with
anything.
Things that could just blow up the world?
No, you can't shoot Roman candles at each other. Like the good old days, nothing.
Man, what happened to the good old days, man? When you could blow a meal box off a box off the stand with an M80, that was good.
No,
days.
What was really fun is we'd be swimming out in the lake, and then people from the shore would try to hit us with Roman candles.
Yeah, why would you go
under the water and like try to
die. So why would you have this announcement?
There's no announcement.
There is an announcement. I'm looking at it. It's an announcement.
It's an announcement about nothing. It's like what. I don't get it.
This is crap.
It says fireworks that explode or leave the ground are illegal unless they're professional display.
So let me ask you a question. This comes up every year.
This is
a
waste of time to even talk about
when
this.
When you go, listen. I got a question.
Yeah, I'm listening.
And I'm sure you don't have the answer, but I'm just throwing it out there because somebody might have an answer, okay? When you go to one of these tents that's set up there at the Safeway parking lot, and the big black cat, okay, black cat,
yes.
That's a big brand, right? You go to that big black cat tent, And you can buy the fireworks, being firecrackers, rubbing candles, and all that crap.
I don't think you can, right?
You can buy them. You just can't shoot them.
No.
That makes no sense to me.
All they have is like the snakes and the poppers and then the sparklers, and then they got the tanks that roll like 2 inches and
then
fire.
And maybe some fountains.
Yeah, no. They have the stuff inside those tents.
They don't have the big stuff that you want.
Not any of the illegal ones.
They don't have Roman candles. They have firecrackers.
No.
You can't buy
They got like the little spinners. They Carson said, they got snakes, tanks, they got streamers.
It sounds like they only have the stuff that's legal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here in Colorado. I went
that's
last
why everybody
year.
Goes to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm moving.
It's only an hour to get to Cheyenne, man.
Yeah, I'll move up there. Just drive every day.
Yeah.
Come to work.
I will tell you this. I learned the hard way because I got a spanking. But so when you burn those snakes, you know, like we used to put them on top of each other, like build them up, like fire. Well, when you burn them on the driveway, they make a big stain mark. That
they
doesn't
leave a huge mark.
Well, I'm disappointed.
Hard to get rid of. Kinda,
I kind of have some PTSD from that. I'm not whooping.
Forward to a big bang.
Because apparently I was told not to burn them on that thing. Yeah. And, oh, well.
Yeah. All right, so much
that was a great story, though. Thanks for sharing.
Yay. Man, I got to tell you, I think Safeway is going to be on strike this Sunday. I guess the deadline is today at 5. The workers,
you really have a lot in this. Like this and Father's Day, you bring up a lot.
Well, I think the Safeway thing is affects a lot of people.
Who?
A lot of people that buy groceries. just really want to know the truth. Kind of like King Supers, people that buy groceries, this will affect you.
Gotcha.
And it looks like that their deadline is this afternoon at 5, that they put out a proposal. The people that work there have said, hey, if you'll do this, we could stay open. We'll come to work.
But you're right.
And they're saying no.
What you said yesterday is like it's kind of bad timing with all that's going on.
It
well,
is.
Now with the Israeli strike and all that, nobody's going to pay attention to this.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm mentioning it, because you're going to find out on Sunday when you go to a Safeway, if they are on strike and if you're going to cross that line or not. But you're right, they're not getting any publicity. If you remember, King Supers got a lot, but Safeway doesn't seem to be getting any because of all the headlines out there with the riots and now the Iran thing and blah 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 blah. It's just everything.
It's not a good PR move, you know what I mean?
The timing's
and look, I'd push it.
I got some bad emails or texts yesterday saying that I was not helping the situation by saying it that way, that there are bigger news items out there. I'm just calling it the way I see it. You're just not getting a lot of publicity for it. And I hope you get everything you want, though.
That's okay. I got in trouble because somebody said I was making fun of diabetes.
Well, you kind of were.
I wasn't. I was saying that you ate all that food and your feet are going to get cut off.
Are you hoping I get diabetes?
No, I don't want you. No, it's a horrible
thing.
You
bring it up as much as I bring up fireworks. Or
no, because you're the one that said you ate like 20 candy bars. I'm like, dude, you don't want a diabetic foot wound. It's bad.
Yeah, you got to cut back.
But those king-size Snickers are the best. Oh. They last forever.
Somebody said, though, you can't get diabetes from sugar. I don't know. I don't know a lot about diabetes.
What?
From eating candy bars that I'm misinforming people. I don't know anything. I don't know. So keep eating them.
I didn't realize
that. Yeah, you'll be fine.
All right. I'm going to load up today then. You know, what the heck?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.